Everything's okay, bigger in Texas.
Can everyone hear us? We want to make sure everyone can hear us before we start.
Maybe we Hello. Should be saying things.
I know, right?
Testing.
Okay, they can hear us. That's good.
Excellent.
Okay, so here we go.
Out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
I don't know what episode number this is, so uno momento, por favor. This is episode...
Like 227,
I think.
I think so.
We are not prepared because we just had a curveball thrown at us. We are not in our normal state of...
How much do we like it when we have balls thrown at us?
Yeah. How much do we love it when the chat room's changed and the program that's used can't be used on one of my computers here in the house? So.
Thanks for telling us this ahead of time about the chat program changing.
Yeah, I know. I walk in, Ricky's like, go ahead and set your computer up because the chat room changed. And I was like, oh, let me hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Ring.
The sonar Ring. Picked us up again.
Ring.
Okay, I think it's archiving anyway, but you guys talk for a second. And
of course. Well, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
This is Nicole.
And this is Ricky, and this is episode 227.
We are sure about this now, right?
Yes.
Thank everyone for joining us here.
Yes, live.
Live and in person.
Well,
being carried on
live at least.
Pride48.com.
Yes, I want to use Chat Beaver.
Chat Beaver.
What is that?
I don't use anything with Beaver in the title.
In the title.
No.
Grody. Kaka. Uh-oh.
Can the you guys... alien.
And Nicole, close your legs.
I don't know if you guys can hear that noise or not. You never hear it in the recording.
No, I didn't hear it on the recording when I listened to the last episode. So... We just all freaked out, and you didn't know why.
We were like, oh, my God. Right.
Aliens are landing. Oh.
That's the spaceship, by the way. Like awesome. The Jetsons.
So we have, you can give us a call at 206-984-3685. You could Twitter if you use #Pride48. We'll see that Twitter information. And let me take off the noise from Twitter, because that's going to, like, kill me.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the sonar ping throughout the whole show.
Otherwise, it's just telling
us I will be crazy by the end of...
It's just locating the junk in Ricky's asshole is all. Old shoes. Rusty forks.
Kitchen.
Somebody
kitchen
said
sink.
They can't make something play. Are you talking about the feed, Mandy?
You know, these live shows usually go pretty well, but there's always technical difficulties.
Always, because we can't. Well, the chat room changed a little bit. And
A little bit?
Well, a lot. And I know we had a lot more people in the chat room than we did last time.
I wonder why. Because it's like 25 times harder to get to it this time than it has been in the past.
Right. I don't know what's up with that. But so, yes. Let's see what's been going on this week, you guys.
Ramble Redhead said he can't get in the chat room on Twitter.
Can't get into the chat room. Oh, on Twitter he said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chat room's kind of unexpected, I think. So.
Well, I will start. And
okay.
I think Nicole will join in the story about what's been going on this week.
Oh, I will join in.
iPhones.
iPhones.
Nicole got hers when?
Thursday.
I got mine yesterday.
Yes.
And
Ricky's had his for like 1,000 years.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, you guys always picked on me about having the iPhone and how addicted I was to it and what's going on now.
We're both addicted. We're both addicted.
We need Betty Ford for iPhones.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. And, of course, as soon as we got home, Ricky's like, okay, I'm going to set everything up for you. Here, let me turn the brightness down so your battery lasts longer.
I know. He was doing all this stuff. I was
like
it's my phone.
Okay, bring up iTunes on your computer. We're going to download all the stuff. Okay, go to Go to applications. This is what you need.
Yeah, and exactly.
Now we're going to go to Twitter, and here, we're going to set you up a Twitter account.
Exactly.
Now you are a twit.
Exactly. He was like, here, you need this and this. Oh, this is a cool one. I was like thinking, but I want some of my own things.
Yeah. No, I had no choice about Twitter.
Right? I know. He gave me Twitter, and I've used it one time.
I just got super excited. Sorry. I love it.
I've gotten excited about it since I've been using it. I've used it more than once, obviously.
So. What, Twitter?
Yeah, he's Twittering. And I go, what do you think about Twitter? He's like, I'm getting it. Because he loves it.
I like to Twitter from my computer.
I've realized already the fastest way to get Ricky's attention is to Twitter something. Because I Twittered about the pee on the floor. He called me like 2 seconds later. Like, there was pee on the floor? I'm like, yeah.
Ricky had a boo-boo.
Oh, yeah, Franco can't get into the chat room either.
He had an accident.
There's big issues with
this. Oh, yeah, I just see... And Franco on my phone says, hey, how come the chat room won't work?
Yeah. So everybody that's out there Twittering that has not followed me yet, I don't think I'm following you yet. You're more than welcome to. It's at JC Marple.
Yes.
And if you follow me, I'll probably follow you. But
follow you.
I'm not well-versed enough in it to know how to go find you.
He goes, yeah, when I get someone, I'll just pass it by you first before I add them.
Unless I already know them.
Right. So speaking of the AT&T experience, okay, Nicole, you know when we went up the first day up at the north side and you wanted to ask about your upgrade and they said, oh, we can't because you had to have your driver's license or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then we went to the south side store. They never asked for it, did they?
No, not once.
So because they used your password and your last 4-year social or whatever.
Right.
So yesterday, we're in the store at the AT&T store on the north side, and this lady is in front of us, and she's she already has a line open, but she wanted to get a new phone for it. Mm-hmm. But she had like every kind of documentation except for her driver's license.
Yeah,
and they were like, "No, sorry, if you don't have a photo ID or a government ID that's not expired, then we can't help you."
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, well, if you go down to the Southside store, they'll do it for you.
So, yeah, this guy totally missed out on a sale because he was a prick.
That's stupid. Yeah.
So, anyway, Julian's next in line. And Julian goes to get his phone.
Yeah, I said, I think I'm eligible for an upgrade. Mm-hmm. So, he's like, well, what is your cell phone number? So, I told him. And he's like, well, your bill was due yesterday, so it won't let me do anything until... I'm like, well... I scheduled all my bills on Bank of America last night, and they're due to be paid Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, it won't let me do anything until, you know. I'm like, well, can I just give you my card now? And, you know, he's like, yeah, okay. So, fine. Jumped through that hoops and finally got the phone and everything. So, I go on Bank of America last night to cancel the scheduled payment. No, it's too late. So, apparently, AT&T will be getting paid twice. Unless I can go down to the bank in the morning and stop it.
I would go right in the morning.
Oh, I am.
Okay, so Daniel, apparently people are downloading Silverlight and they're using Firefox or Internet Explorer and it's saying it's not letting them do anything. They need to reboot the browser, right? Or quit the browser and open it back up.
I don't know. I'm trying to send a tweet, but it's just going... Sending tweet, and it's been saying that.
So okay, so somebody, so I guess...
Twat won't open up?
Right.
Oh, how much do we love a twat?
Okay, a tweet that doesn't send is a twat.
Oh, post error. We couldn't update status. No.
Your tweet is now a twat.
Okay, so what else we got going on? We did the iPhones, and we're actually going to do a picture of our iPhones, and it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah,
it's a surprise though.
Me and Nicole have had our phones for a very short time now, and we're both already totally addicted. I know I am. So.
Yeah.
Just wait until like for some reason. I mean, I have never forgotten my phone at home, and if I do forget my phone at home, I turn around and come back and get it.
Yeah,
because I cannot go without it.
I went with Chris to. A mall in Tampa yesterday because I had an Apple store. I wanted to get a case for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there and it's a madhouse in there. I'm like, oh my God, there's a million people and they're all running around and this, that, and the other. And so anyway, I finally muscle my way in and pick out a case, go up to the front counter. Well, it's like a wooden desk, and it's got set in the desk is like the screen where you punch your PIN number in or something. And he's like, it's, you know, 2550 or whatever. I handed my card. He's like, oh, go ahead and swipe it. So I look down and I don't see any place to swipe it. I'm like, swipe it where? He's like, oh, right there. And it's just like a slit in the wood of the desk. I'm like, well, they could have like put a little sticker there that says swipe card here or something. I feel like a fool, but they didn't tell you to do it.
And you're new to the Apple. You don't know. They should have like a newbie class to
on how to buy
something. On how to go in
purchase. Who the fuck would think to slide your card
through a
slit in the wood?
Right.
That doesn't say anything.
And you have to like schedule an appointment with someone to actually like punch out there. It's so weird.
And it's like, well, I never go to the cashier. I always go to the people with the handheld things and check out. So I've never actually been to the front desk. Except for that one time when I got the, what did I get?
Who knows? You're always getting shit in there.
I didn't know you.
Your battery pack or a bag or a case or who knows what.
I didn't realize you could go to the people that wander around and check out with them.
Because
every other store in the mall, you just go up to
the normal way.
Yeah, you just go up to the counter and they have that little plastic thing sitting on a pedestal that you slide your card in. It says slide card here.
Right. The normal
thing. You know what you sound like?
What?
You know where you can get some awesome food at?
The Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. Normal stuff.
Someone asked if Taylor the Latte Boy is supposed to be here today. No, that is August 9th.
Right.
That Taffy and Taylor will be here, so make sure all of you are here to listen.
Do you know how much I'm going to have to clean to have them here?
Jesus. They don't care.
I do.
Why?
Because I don't want them leaving, getting in their car and going,
oh, that place was disgusting.
Oh, my God, I'm never going back there.
Did you see the dog hair on the floor?
And God, it smelled like a urinal in there.
The amount of dust on the computer.
Franco, you made it.
Yay!
So, yeah, I'm not having that. We are not having that in Wasilla.
Not in Wasilla.
Oh, did you smell Ricky's mussy? What the hell?
Ew.
Franco, don't even be going there because I will kick your ass out of this chat room. I have the power.
Don't.
Like that, sister, okay?
Ooh, wow. Burn.
So what else has been going on?
I finished school.
Yay!
Wait, was that Monday?
That was this past Monday, yes.
It was.
It was.
I finished school.
I'm done.
So, yes, I'm finished with school, and I actually graduate. I'm supposed to graduate August 8th, but I'm actually not going to walk until the fall because I'm a loser.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, you are. Well, I just don't want all my friends going to Tampa to watch me graduate when they can just do it in Lakeland in the fall.
Yeah, that's much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can all go out and party. And I can, like, party twice. I can have a graduation party this month and a graduation party in December.
You don't have that many friends.
Oh, that's a lie, you bitch.
No one will go to both.
You get one or the other.
Right.
Whatever. So, what else is going on? We were not prepared.
Show notes.
Oh, show notes on our notes. Julian, did you start your show notes yet?
No, but I have a story in my head that
I embarrass
myself with.
I covered one of the notes already, the new iPhone.
Mm. Okay. So anyway, me and Chris go to Outback last night for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just about done with my steak, taking the last couple bites, and I feel it. I'm like, ooh.
Bubble guts.
Oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, and this is not going to wait until... We
till the
home.
Ooh, so you had to go into the...
I had to go into the restroom at Outback. So, go in there, and there's already somebody else in
the other stall.
I'm like, ugh. So I go in the handicap stall, close the door, lock it, you know, and...
And then a handicap man comes in, and you're in there
no.
stanking it all up.
So I'm like, you know, taking care of business, and I had the courtesy flush once, because, yeah... It was that serious. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. And I'm like,
Hershey Highway was busy, huh?
So I'm like, anyway, So finally, a couple other people come in, and I'm like, shit. So unbeknownst to me, I had not locked the door. So like this 10-year-old boy opens the door, looks in, and like gets freaked out look on his face and closes it real fast. I'm like, shit. So I kind of had to get up and waddle over and pull the door shut all the way and lock it.
Oh, and then you probably gassed him out with the smell, too. Oh, so God. He was like, drop dead in the...
So, yeah, I had to finish a little more. And then, fortunately, by the time I got wiped up and left... There was nobody there to see me coming out of that stall. So, yeah, that was my embarrassing story at Outback.
That reminds me of my embarrassing story, which is on my show notes.
Tell us about it.
So, Thursday... I had to leave work early and go to the lady doctor.
Mm-hmm. And how much do we love the lady doctor?
The coochie doctor?
Mm-hmm. The gyno. So I wore a dress to work because, you know.
Easy access.
Right. I can just pull
it
off.
Did it drip from your ass when you got too close to the door? Oh, Julian, I forgot. Here, let me put this
over. Did the little boy notice your wide stance?
Oh, no. It was a handicap stall. You cannot stand that wide.
Ooh, that's a big old stance.
And I did not tap my foot either.
Looking for dick. Oh, what's that loud noise?
But
I don't know, but I can't get the chat room to work on my computer either.
Mm. Works on mine.
So, no, apparently I exposed myself to a 10-year-old boy last night.
Oh, he's going to be gay now.
You turned him.
Probably not after he saw my white ass.
He's like, no wonder I like girls.
Yeah.
That's icky.
Men are nasty.
Icky. I wish I was a girl.
Icky icks.
Change him into a female.
They foul up the bathroom at Outback.
Foul, I like it. That's your diarrhea story. Yes. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Hello, this is Alistair Flopbottom with another episode of Master Ass Theater.
Loves it.
God damn it. The shit's not working on my computer either.
So, can I tell my embarrassing story?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
WTF.
Yeah, you got...
OMG, WTF. Tell your fucking story.
You got off track there.
Okay, so, went to the gyno, and after my appointment, I had to go back to work, finish out the day. So, I'm there. I got back at, like, 1, and we had about 3.5 hours left, so I'm working, you know, doing my thing, talking. About 4 o'clock, I get up out of my cube and go over to our friend Mandy's cube. And I'm talking to her, and I'm, like, fiddling around with my dress. And I happen to look down, and the tag of my dress is in the front.
Aww.
I put it on backwards.
It was awesome. But the best part is, like, the best part, about an hour and a half before she realized that, she was showing someone her dress.
And I was like, look at my dress.
And she's all moving and dancing.
And I was swirling it. But the only good thing I can say is that it looks the same front and back. So it wasn't that noticeable. But I noticed, and I immediately went to the bathroom and had to take off my clothes and put them on the right way.
After she told me, you could definitely tell that her boobs weren't right in the dress.
I said, Ricky, I'm a Riri dum-dum.
Downsy American.
And he laughed at me for like 20 minutes.
Oh, God, it was funny.
But then I was like, all right, let's go get the iPhone. Then I was over
right.
it. That cured me. Oh, look. Oh, Franco asked if you had a prolapse.
No.
Asshole.
No prolapse, thank you.
Ouchies.
Oh, there's so many people in here.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I don't have access to the chat room.
Oh,
Ramble Redhead, I know I need to download Silverlight, and I did that, and it's still not working, so I don't know what's going on.
Now that won't work on either of Ricky's laptops. So.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So I'm fucked.
Franco said, when I was drunk, I put my underwear on upside down and backwards once.
How the hell?
Just once, though.
Upside down?
And backwards?
That's what he said.
Pull him on his head or something?
I don't know. Maybe he's very bendy.
I got to get a mental picture of this.
Right? How is that possible?
What?
It's working!
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty.
Oh, who's the lady who always goes on Feed the Children commercials with a big blonde hair.
Sally Struthers?
Yes. That just reminded me of her for some reason. All right.
Be gentle with this and do not touch anything other than what's in the chat room.
Okay.
Because if you fuck something up, these people in this chat room are going to fuck you up too.
Ooh. Oh! Damn, what was that?
Oh.
Treat it as if it's your baby.
Something sounded like it went out.
Did you?
Is this working still? Can everybody still hear me? Can you still hear us?
Am I still a guest or do I need to?
No, I already changed your name in there.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
So, can everybody still hear us? Because
Ricky had an anus explosion.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm not used to my microphone being right here.
Me.
Ow. Oh. Deafening.
So, do we want to do some like voicemails and stuff?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, so we're also checking Twitter. So if you use #Pride48, we have a search so we can see that and we can respond to what you're asking us or whatever. Because some people can Twitter and listen, but they can't be in the chat room because they're on their iPhone. Because the iPhone can do that.
Of course it can.
Because the iPhone can do anything.
I'm expecting like a can opener to pop out of it and like a lighter. It's like my Swiss Army phone.
Yeah.
Can it change my tire and my car and
stuff? I just
stuff?
Asked Ricky this question, but my old phone, when like bill collectors or solicitation calls would come in, I had a reject list where, you know, it wouldn't ring or anything, but it'd tell me I missed a call. So can the iPhone do that? Because that's really handy.
I haven't researched that, but I will.
My old phone couldn't do that.
I really would like
a reject list.
A reject list, yes.
Oh, another thing that happened.
What about a dildo? Will that pop out of the iPhone?
Probably.
Another thing at the Apple store, at the AT&T store, the guy was like, do you have any questions?
Oh, yeah. And I'm like.
And I was like, go ahead.
Oh, I said, no, I'm with an expert.
Right? Yeah, they were asking me that, too. They was like, do you have any questions? I was like, no, he knows. He's doing all this.
Yeah, I'm sure Ricky knows, you know, three times as much as the dude from the AT&T store.
Pretty much.
Franco said you wore the hell out of the
I see that.
Dildo popping
Franco,
out of the iPhone.
That's strike number two. Three, and you're out of the chat room.
Don't you mess with him.
Unless you post pics with underwear on your head.
Right?
Joe says, Julian's a perv. Worse, he failed at changing a straight boy. No toaster for you.
When did I fail at changing
the little boy, I guess, in the bathroom.
We have not determined that I failed at that.
Oh,
yeah,
give us
to grow
20
a
years.
Little bit more.
Yeah.
When he's suing you because you made him gay.
Right.
He don't know me.
He'll put an ad in the paper. Man who was shitting up the Outback restaurant bathroom. Changed
contact
me.
That right. Sounds like a Craigslist ad.
Right. I'm warm for your form.
Joe also says, yay, Nicole was there. Hi, Bubbles.
Oh, I saw that on my phone, but I tried to reply and it wouldn't let me.
And remember, you can follow me on Twitter at JC Marple.
Bye, JT. Where are you going?
You know what I think is cool about my phone? When I set it up, Ricky made me name it iBoobies.
He said you come up with that.
Someone on Twitter actually came up with it. Remember I read the tweet to you?
No.
Yes, I did.
You said I should call it iBoobs or iBoob, and I said, how about iBoobies?
Well, that works, but someone on Twitter, I read the tweet to you.
No, you didn't.
Maybe you were
you
just
claimed
too,
it for your own.
Maybe you were just all up inside your phone so much
you
that
jacked,
you didn't hear
you
it.
You jacked that person's idea.
No,
you
I
didn't
did
even
not.
Give them credit. Ricky is plagiarizing, you guys.
Whatever.
You're stealing. Don't.
Steal that.
Steal that.
There. That's
hi,
what
Ramble
I have to
Redhead.
Say to that.
Fuck you, Ricky.
Fuck you, Ricky. Take that. As she bounces,
that.
Bounces it
uh-oh,
off her boobs.
Uh-oh.
Who likes my shirt? Isn't
it
cute?
It is very cute.
It has a monkey and a banana.
But
life is good when you have a big banana. That's what it says.
I should know.
Everyone gone to see CeCe's Bib Man on YouTube?
CeCe's
yes.
Bib
if
Man?
If you haven't, you must.
Oh my God.
He's famous now. Everyone has seen him, I think.
Did you say Sarah watched him?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She was like, that was so wrong. She goes, I've never seen anyone that ready to eat.
I'm sure the guys at work, they had a good laugh out of it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny.
I know.
That's the second time we've seen him like that. And every time we go, when he's there, we're filming him.
Heck yes.
Putting sweet and low on his salad.
Oh, I wish we had got that. Because, like, literally right after we were done, I was like, oh my God, he's doing it. He's putting it on.
Like, who puts that on their salad?
Who brings a squirt bottle to put shit in so they can squirt it all over their food? What the fuck?
Who brings a dental change and a towel to use as a bib?
A long-ass towel that hangs past his knees when he's sitting down.
You know, next time you're there, you guys need to question some of the employees there about if they laugh about Bib Man too.
Oh, well. Franco said he was pretty sure that was Jabba the Hutt.
My sister puts salt. Well, that's salt. Not sweet, I could see, and low. But sweet and low. What does that do to your salad?
Makes it sweet.
But
I guess
I'm eating healthy, y'all.
Sweet lettuce.
Ew. Guest 140 and 137 and 117. Who are you guys?
Yeah, you can change your name by doing backslash.
Not splash, Julian.
Backslash.
Nick. And then whatever your name
is. And
wants
then whatever you want your name to be.
Right.
Okay.
Backsplash, Nick.
Brad says he said hello twice to me and no answer, so he must be in the room under one of those names.
Okay. I was talking about the kitchen, the backsplash.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or when you're using the bathroom, apparently, the backsplash.
Somebody wants to know the stuff in the spray bottle. What's he put that on?
Like, it's face, pizza probably. Or a salad or something. I don't know what it is.
You think it's like that spray butter or something?
Maybe. But it's like a green, like, squirt bottle that you would just, like, you know, for Windex, but green.
It looks like one of the squirt bottles to have the fan on it.
But not the fan.
Right.
Huh. His breasts.
Yeah. He greases himself up. Ew.
Does he have big breasts?
Bigger than mine.
That was a verb.
He sprays it on his moobs.
Yeah.
Guest 137 is Ricky's undercover.
Hmm. Yeah. How about, not to get too far off the story, but when me and Chris were in the Apple store, Chris totally got eyeballed up and down by this, like, husky younger boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I saw him and he was walking out and he looked at Chris and gave him the eyes up and down. I'm like, Chris, that guy totally checked you out. He's like, who? And he had already walked out. I pointed. He's like, what? The little short fat one? I'm like, yeah.
Like, he needs to be talking about fat people.
Archer Radio is now pillow pants.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be a pillow pants.
But I said, that's a compliment no matter who it is. If somebody finds me attractive, I think that's a compliment.
That's true. But you want hot people to think you're hot, not people you'd never look at.
Well, hot
people
do think I'm hot, and ugly people think I'm hot, too.
Right, but what I'm saying is you'd rather have only hot people look at you.
Well, what if hot people think ugly people are attractive? Just because they're hot doesn't mean that they have good taste.
Yeah, but I don't want to be checked out by loser guys, only by hot guys.
I don't know. I think if anybody...
Ricky.
Yes.
Remember the guy that we saw when we were going to Walmart that one night, and we were walking in, and him and, like, his dad, I guess, were walking out, and he was all like...
Oh, all of the retarded people?
Yes. He looked like he wanted to climb on top of me right there in the parking lot.
Titties.
Pretty much. And I was like,
oh! Hey, Julian, remember that hot guy that was at Walmart and we totally waited outside to see him and we have it on video, but I forgot to post it?
That was...
What guy? I want to see
it. It was like...
But he was too far away, but this guy was...
Hot.
So fucking hot. He was like Polk County white trash, but hot.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Federline of Polk County.
He had a wife beater on. He wasn't like skinny and he wasn't fat.
He had a little bit of muscle to him, you know? Hot, totally hot.
And he was with another guy, and I think... They were together.
Yeah.
Because they were cruising us over in what section were we in?
Automotive.
Automotive.
How ironic they were cruising you in automotive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy last night at the movies with the humongous muscles?
Yeah.
We were in the bathroom. He walked by and I was like, God.
Was he hot looking?
No. He just had ginormous muscles.
And don't think I didn't see you checking out the guy in line behind us at AT&T.
Oh, the one talking to his family? He wasn't hot, though.
No, but I saw your eyes do the...
Yeah,
up and down.
Yeah.
Track.
Duh.
Hi, this is Taylor the Latte Boy.
And Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
And Rodan.
From Pod is My Co-Pilot, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys, that funky monkey.
You're showing your age.
Something foul.
Hey. Beastie Boys are timeless. They're like John Stamos.
But you are old. Like John Stamos.
That's staying in. You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, you're all gonna die.